Dreamscape presents The Uncommon Rider by Sarah Nofke and Michael Anderle, narrated by Dara Rosenberg. Chapter 1. Nothing in the last 800 years had prepared Adam Rivalry for this. Atop and astride his dragon, Kairai, he'd defeated leagues of armies, taken down lines of trebuchets, and sent murderous monsters into extinction. Yet he'd never faced a beast like the one trailing them presently. Icy winds raced through his long hair and beard, sending them flying over his shoulder as Kairai swerved to avoid the strange projectiles the thunderous monster fired at them. It was a magic that Adam had never seen before. The beast didn't move with the wind like the dragons, but rather cut through it, making a noise like 1,000 vibrating drums. The monster also left behind a chemical smell that burned Adam's nose. Daring to look over his shoulder as they passed through a dense cloud, Adam tried to make out the form of the enemy. As far as he could tell, it was covered in strange armor. Not a dragon, and not a bird. Its wings didn't fold and expand like Kairai's. Instead, they stayed stick straight. Its attacks didn't come from its mouth or from its rider, who was locked inside a clear compartment on the top. They shot from under the wings, large metal capsules that had many times whistled by Adam's head or scraped Kairai's wings, injuring him little by little. There was also a weapon on the top of the creature that fired rapid projectiles that were harder to avoid since they were smaller. The dragon was okay, though. They'd make it to the barrier of Gullington soon. Then no matter how close the beast was to them, they'd disappear into the mists. Safe once more. Adam and his dragon would return once they'd rested. He knew the monster was guarding something that it had harmed. The dragon rider might not know much about his new enemy, but he knew it deserved no mercy. It was Adam's job to protect. He and Kairai had taken an oath to uphold justice. Even if they hadn't been able to do that properly for several hundred years, there was little stopping them from returning to that mission now. The sun had just set on the other side of the pond. The night belonged to the black dragon, giving it speed and increased agility. Adam lowered himself, his chin barely grazing the neck of the dragon he'd known for most of his life. "We'll be through the barrier soon," Adam thought, feeling the dragon slow. Only in battle did they choose the more draining method of telepathy to communicate with one another. "We won't make it in time," Kairai insisted. He nearly halted in midair, and the lights from the modest village below began to blur when they started.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?